Good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. Hope you had a great weekend. We took some time in our Family Framework series this past weekend to talk about parenting and mentoring. And we really focused on a couple of truths. And the first one is that training takes time. We talked about how those verses that we looked at in Deuteronomy chapter 6 teach us that we should love God like our life depends on it. And in actuality, it does depend on it. Or we said maybe a better way to say that is even love God like your children's life or the person that you're mentoring's life depends on it. Because one of the things that we've mentioned in this series, but that once again we said comes out of the Family Framework series, is that modeling is incredibly important. We mentioned a quote from Kathy Keller that says, only the Holy Spirit can ignite faith in our children's hearts, but we want to put as much kindling and as many logs there as we can. And the reason that's important is that I think I've seen far too many parents live with a sense of guilt when their children don't follow Christ all the time. I kind of reference my own family. My brother, whenever he went to college, he kind of did college things. And I remember my parents really struggled with that. They struggled with what could they have done wrong or what they do wrong, what could they have done differently. And in reality, we have to own the responsibility without owning the results when it comes with our kids. And there's a lot of great ways to do that when your kids are young. But it takes training. You can help them memorize verses through the Bible Project. We talked about the New City Catechism, where 5 minutes on YouTube every day, it teaches you a different principle of theology, kind of at the level of your kids, and allows them to maybe ask some questions. We talked about singing together, which plays into the passage because the author in Deuteronomy 6 says you've got to remember not to forget. He makes this prediction. He says, listen, when you move into the promised land, what's going to happen is you're going to build houses. You're going to develop things, your own sense of security that's gathered around your ability to raise crops and those kinds of things. And when you do that, your tendency is going to be to forget God. And that matches us so well in the place where we live. We have this tendency to lose our missional, intentional edge. And so, again, appealing to the Family Framework, one of the principles there is meetings. And, you know, growing up as a kid, going back to that kind of idea, I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We were there. It felt like no matter what, right? So some would say that's legalism. And so today we want to be real careful about that, right? So we want to not be legalistic. But I think what's happened is we've kind of swung the pendulum all the way to the other side there. And sometimes we only value attending church conveniently. And man, the scripture's clear about this in Hebrews 10:25, to not neglect meeting together as the habit of some is. But we need to encourage one another and so much more as you see the day drawing near. So I would encourage you as a parent to take ownership of that reality, to be here more than you're not here, so that your kids don't see it. Being part of a small group, a life group, coming to church as something that's optional or even incidental, but it's something that's fundamental to their life, right? We wouldn't tell them they can go to the doctor if they want to. And you're like, well, nah, Dean, that's a big deal because going to the doctor could save your life. Absolutely. And I believe that throwing logs on your child's heart is kindling that hopefully God ignites into this fire someday is just as, if not important. The last reality we talked about was living kind of a questionable life. The author of the passage says, when in these days to come you live in the land and your kids come to you and they ask you questions. I think as parents, that's kind of a scary thing whenever our kids want to ask us questions. But the scriptures say that we need to not only allow them to ask questions, but do our best to help them find answers. And we would much rather do that together and have them do that when they're no longer with us. So the answer is not when they ask a hard question, you know, email Pastor Troy or ask your mother. The answer is we're going to find it. We're going to find out what the answer is to that. And just remember that parenting is not really about behavior control. It's really more about life change. And that's a process. That's going to take time. So inside of the Family Framework, whenever you see that word milestones, we want to grab those. I talked about on Sunday whenever my son turned 13 and kind of took that first step towards manhood, that we took a trip down to see a Cincinnati Reds baseball game over the weekend, and it was fun. We I took Dylan to Montgomery Inn, and he had ribs for the first time. And we got to see Aroldis Chapman throw a 105-mile-an-hour fastball. And all those things were great, but the time was more important. And it was a reminder to me that just like the writer of Deuteronomy says, that our kids are not ours, they are His. And that only God could provide a way to freedom. Not just for our children, but for us. Which is why the gospel is so critical. This idea for the series, the gospel means we are family. We're all born together into sin. And at the same time, we've all been provided new life and freedom through Christ. So let's just take a minute right now, no matter where you are, and let's just take a second and let's pray for our own hearts towards our kids and parenting and mentoring, and then pray for our kids as well. Father, I pray that today, if there are parents listening to me, if there are mentors listening to me, God, that you'd give them the heart to own the responsibility without owning the results, to do everything they can to live in joy and throw logs on the hearts of the people that they lead, the young people in their lives that we're handing faith off to. And then I pray for those young people, Lord. I pray for parents today, maybe who have children who are doing incredibly well. And that's great. We rejoice in that. But Lord, I also pray for parents who are listening to me, maybe who have children who've walked away from the faith, who've at moments took that same track that my brother took while he was in college. Lord, I pray for their kids' return. I pray that you'll help the parents to trust you for that and to trust that they have done the best they could with what they had at the time, Lord, in the step, in the phase at which they were in their own growth, to encourage their kids to follow you and to love you. And now I want to give you just a couple of minutes maybe to pray for your own children, or maybe for the young people that you're mentoring or pouring into, to pray for them now by name.
Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.